Playing Music in Your Hearts to the Lord, by W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Glenville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume XXVIII. December, 1948. Number 5. Entered at the post office at Glenville, Ga. As second class matter. The heading is quoted from If. 519. No one can literally play music in his heart. He may play music on an instrument, and of the spirit of the music in his heart. But not all saints can do this, for many cannot play on an instrument. The idea is, there is music in the heart - music that can be felt, but not heard. It can be played as we adore God and worship Him, either privately or publicly. Music has been defined as the harmony of being. It is a good definition. To know what is meant by the harmony of being, let the reader imagine, if he can, that nothing has ever existed, not even God. If this can be imagined, it is a most doleful thought. The opposite - that God does exist, and, because of that fact everything else exists - is unheard, but powerfully felt music in the heart of those who love Him. And when it is seen that everything and every event is in harmony with some part of the plan of God - well, this is the harmony of being. There is no music in the idea that things exist in a haphazard manner, without conformity to any well-thought-out plan of God. Years ago I heard Brother Billy Brown tell this story. He had to walk to a meeting one Saturday, and he found the creek swollen. He was discouraged. He saw a log floating downstream, and he said, "I wish I were a log." He heard a frog croak, and said, "I wish I were a frog." Then the thought came to him that this is part of God's plan for him - that he must go through many hardships in order to teach the blessed doctrine of grace. Taking off his clothes he waded through the water, and when he had donned his raiment again he set out hastily on foot, fearful lest he be late. "I've never sang a tune in my life," he concluded, "but there was music in my heart, and as I walked the remaining 3 miles I sang the grace of our loving God all the way, but no one heard it except God." This is what I understand Paul to mean when he tells us to play music in our hearts to the Lord. The very existence of the universe is in harmony with the fact of the love of God. His Son is the Son of His love, and all in the heavens and in the is created in, through and for the Son. Just as Christ is an expression of the love of God, so is the universe an expression of His love. Without this love, nothing could possibly exist. Happy are we if we can see any part of the great universe, and praise Him that it exists in harmony with His love. This is music in the heart, Kernel 1. The present condition of the universe is in harmony with His present plan. There must be evil as well as peace. Darkness, as well as light, must exist. This is Jehovah's means of teaching all, from the east and the west, that He is Jehovah and there is no other, Isa. 45:7. Much as we dislike sin and all its attendant evil, we see that it is the only condition that could exist, if God is to teach the human family to fully appreciate the good He has for them when aeonian times are past. The elective calling that is being done during this administration, is in harmony with the purpose of God to have a body, the Ecclesia, to enjoy all the spiritual blessings among the celestials in Christ, and to be associated with Christ in the heading up of all in Him, in the era of the filling of the seasons, if 1. The members of Christ are to serve here in spirit, although such service is mixed with much failure. In the heavens there will be no failure. The services will be perfect, as God displays the transcendent riches of His grace and His kindness to us in Christ Jesus, in the oncoming aeons. Not yet is He ready to call all. The selective calling makes our hearts play music to Him, because we know it is in harmony with His purpose. There are times when the service of the saints is such as to delight the heart of God. If we understand it, we take no credit for such service. We know it is in harmony with the fact that it is God who is operating in us to will as well as to work for the sake of His delight, Phil. 2:13. What uplifting music our hearts play when we realize that we are in His hand, and that when we delight His heart, it is He who causes us to do so. There is exulting dash but not self-praise. We praise Him. When the Lord appears in the air and calls us to meet Him, we will recognize this as in harmony with His purpose, Ithis 4:13-18. And we will be ready to go. There will be no hardship connected with it. It means the end of all trail, and the beginning of our real career. First, He serves His purpose in us here, and then takes us hence to be of inestimable service to the celestials, for His glory. As I write this, my heart is playing music. The music is in the heart, and the thought is the instrument on which it is played - the thought that is actuated by faith. World conditioned today, painful as they are to us, are but a prelude to the glory that this earth shall see in His own time. Therefore, the political upheaval that is causing statesmen to wonder which way they shall turn, is in harmony with the purpose of God. We who know something of that purpose, and understand that all is of God, through God and for God, can have music in our hearts, in the midst of the enactment of draft legislation for another war. We are concerned, but we know that all is in accord with His plan. We see the harmony, and this is music in our hearts. God has but one purpose. Everything that takes place is in harmony with that purpose. That purpose is stated in the words of Paul, when he tells us that, through the blood of Christ, all, in the heavens and on earth, is to be reconciled to God. That happy condition will obtain at the consummation. Can we imagine a universe where there is no estrangement, no sin, no suffering, no judgment - a universe where every mind and heart is in accord with the mind and heart of God? That is what the reconciliation of all means. Happy are we if we can play this music daily. Why not? We are in the hand of God, and where would we be better protected? He manages all, and who could manage it better? We often say that this or that is bad. How do we know it is? We sympathize with one who has had what is called a misfortune. We say, that is too bad. Is this the speech of faith? In a universe that is controlled by a loving and wise God, will something that is too bad occur? Paul says God is working altogether for good, to us. Rome. 8. It has been true many times in my life, that I thought something was bad, and I later found it to be good. Perhaps all my readers have had the same experience. May we learn that nothing can occur if it is outside the purpose of God. Our griefs as well as our rejoicings, are in harmony with His plan. If we can believe it, our faith thoughts play music in our hearts, to the Lord. The precious things of God are not allowed to become common. There are millions of religious people who never use the word grace. Thus, grace is kept from becoming common in the mouths of the masses. Only a few know of the purpose of God to save all, and to reconcile all to Himself through the blood of Christ. This truth is a diamond that God shows to very few. It must not become too common on the lips of the people. So, it is in harmony with Him, that so few know the most precious truths. Besides not allowing His diamonds to be tossed about by careless saints, He also is planning the very greatest possible surprise for the majority of mankind. We love to surprise those whom we love. Think what a surprise it will be when the millions who know not that He will save all, find, someday, that not one is absent. The fact that so few see His truth is in harmony with His plan. We can rejoice in that, as Christ did when He said, "Acclaiming am I to Thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for Thou hidest these things from the wise and intelligent, and Thou dost reveal them to minors. Yea, Father, for Thus it came to be a delight in front of Thee," Matt. 11:25-26. Return to main index page.